Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning in today. Today is Celebration Day. Let me hear you. Let me hear you out there as I celebrate Show 50, the 50th show of LSX Radio. And it is a pleasure to be here on the air yet again for the 50th program. Thank you for tuning in. This is your host, Teresa Day. LSX Radio on the 50th show. Woohoo! Let's get this show going. Radio. And as I said opening the show, I am excited today. I am as excited as I sound. This is my 50th show, and you know how talk show hosts do it. You know how television show hosts do it. They get excited over certain markers in their little careers, if you will. So, hey, I'm excited too. This is Show 50, my 50th show. Being on the air on Blog Talk Radio. And again, I am excited about it. I first want to dedicate this show to two individuals that have held a special place in my life. They have now passed on and they are living in the glory days of heaven. But I still want to dedicate today's program to these two individuals. Both of them are gentlemen. They are family members. The first is Cecil W. Ellis. He is my grandfather. We used to call him Papa growing up. And with today being October 10th, 50th show date, if you will, that is also the day he was born. So I dedicate this show first and foremost to my grandfather, Cecil W. Ellis, born on this day. And secondly, to my uncle, who passed away recently, Ralph Norman. I wish he were still here with us. But as I said, he has passed on. My grandfather's passed on. But today's show is dedicated to both of them. Well, I am so happy today. I first went live on Blog Talk Radio way back November 5th, 2010. So I said, hey, why not start up a show that will hopefully be beneficial to the listeners that I'm going to do for fun, and it has truly been a fun time. Now, 11-5-10, that first live show, was not my first show. It was the first live show the listeners could hear, but my first show was actually several test shows that I did prior to that. And initially they were open to the audience, and then later I said, you know, I'm just learning the features. I'm just learning how to use this tool. Let me take this off of here. And I did. So I took those test shows off, left on what followed as the live shows, and November 5th, 2010 became the official start of the live shows. So I thank you all so much for listening, especially those of you that have been listening since that time. Now, this program actually started as LSEC Publishing Radio, but I decided to take off that publishing piece of it to make it a lot more broad, the program itself a lot more broad. That way, as I invite guests to be on the show, they don't have to think they have to be selling a book type of a product, whether it be a paperback, hardcover, audio, ebook. They don't have to think that they have to be under that type of umbrella. And also, for myself as well, as I'm talking to you, I could broaden out the range of subject matters that I talk about. So I decided to change the name from LSEC Publishing Radio to LSEC Radio, and I think that has worked out pretty well. Now, I have to tell you that in doing these different shows, it's been pretty nice not having a set date and time. That's how I started the format, and that's how I've continued it. And I think that that has been great. It offers flexibility, not only for myself, but the guests as well. I don't have to tell them, hey, you know, I'm just on the air Wednesday nights from 10 until 10:30 in the evening, and they'd be kind of stuck within that time frame. So it's great to offer that flexibility. Now, when I started, I remember those couple of years back that I began talking about book life, if you will. I started by discussing the books that I have published myself, one being Surviving a Layoff and another being Becoming a Published Author, and just discussing the content of those works, why they were created, and how they can help individuals. And then I had book discussions with some wonderful authors. I've had on the program, for example, Beryl House Bonnie. She was my first guest. And she spoke about a book that she created with a gentleman named Larry Hill Taylor. And the book is called Stepson of the Blues. And it was just so amazing hearing the history behind the blues, the history of them working together and why they created that book. I highly suggest that you go back in the archives under Episode on Demand and you listen to what she had to say. Some other wonderful guests that I've had in regards to book discussions have included Lisa Dominique, who's also on the radio, Bernard Turner, who has an amazing coloring book that I just purchased that he produced in both English and Spanish, and another author, Kenneth Marshall. And I love his book and picked up a copy of his book because it takes you back in the day of when children lived such a simple lifestyle of playing hopscotch on the street, as his book cover has, through today and just trying to make it, just trying to cope and learning of adult situations and a lot of times having to live those adult situations themselves. So I highly recommend that you circle back and check out books by Beryl House Bonnie, also working with Larry Hill Taylor, Lisa Dominique, Bernard Turner, and Kenneth Marshall, because they are all amazing authors. Now, as I've had later programs, some of my guests have come on and they have shared their personal experiences. And there are several people that have truly, truly touched me in what they've had to say. One person was Dawn Jones. And I work with the individuals that have been working with her at the Cancer Center Treatment of America and was able to ask her to come on the program. And on January 6, 2011, she made her appearance. And with this being Cancer Awareness Month, I highly recommend that you go back and listen to that show. Again, it was January 6, 2011, and it's still in the archives. And she talked about not only what she's been going through with her cancer struggle, but she spoke about why she set up her website so that anyone can tune in at any given point in time and actually see her going through various treatments and how she feels about it. But one thing she spoke about that I wanted to understand the most is the difference between the doctors that are in your everyday clinics and hospitals versus those that would be in a cancer treatment type center. What was the difference? That was something key I really wanted to know. And what she said was that at the Cancer Treatment Center of America, she has a team of doctors that are working with her. And, you know, a lot of times we'll go into clinics and hospitals and we have a disbursement of doctors, if you will. We don't have a group that's working so much specifically with us and that has our knowledge about our bodies as much as we do that just doctors are on call that step in at different times when they need to review test results and to help you. So I thought that was a great point that she made. And, again, you should listen to what she had to say on that day. Another gentleman that came on was a good friend, Charles Brooks, and he talked about Trivita Wellness and his business perspective of it and the health benefits of the product of Nopalea. And it's always interesting talking to Charles, but on this particular day, he really stressed the importance of wellness. We take our bodies so much for granted. And he tried to explain how by using this Nopalea product and going off to the website of Trivita, how you could learn more about taking care of yourself. And I thought the information he provided was truly beneficial. And then one of the last guests that I've had on the show that has moved me was Taslim Jamil. She is a poet, a singer, and an MC. And if you listen to her show, you'll actually hear her as a spoken word artist talk. And she was just so amazing in the way that she develops her words specific to her audience, the way she practices them, and then the way that she's presented them. So I have to tell you that my guests in the past have truly been amazing and really interesting to listen to. Now, in addition to those type of shows, I have certainly talked your ear off. I've had shows where I have discussed with you struggles and losing weight, and I've given you at least 5 different programs that have discussed weight loss tips that I think will actually work and help you. And then I talked about different trips that I've gone on. And you know how sometimes we'll go on different trips and it's just nice to get away and leave your city, leave your problems and your issues behind. But I try to share deeper things that were going on the specific journeys that I traveled. So I talked about my trip to Florida and how I saw the monument that was erected for the Holocaust and the memorial that was there. And I talked about my trip to Miami and the different memorials that are there. And I apologize, I may have actually mixed these up. And Florida, Miami, Florida, is where the Holocaust Memorial is. And then I talked about my trip to D.C. most recently and just so much that's going on in D.C. and how interesting it was just walking around and visiting and seeing all the different things that I did and riding the metro and getting around. And then I have to tell you, I've had some passionate conversations with all of you, right? And I appreciate the feedback you've given me on those shows and voicing your opinion on what you thought about them. And some of those shows have included talking about the National Civil Rights Museum and the Lorraine Hotel and what it was like to talk to a lady named Jacqueline who was there on the streets and being tossed out of the hotel and how it had been reconstructed as a museum. And I've talked to you about living with my diagnosis and having glaucoma and throughout the day, 6 times a day, having to put 3 different eye drops in my eyes and what that's like. I have had a discussion about an organization I belong to since April of 1999, Toastmasters International, that helps individuals with their speaking, leadership and their listening skills. And I've had a talk also, a show I entitled A Salute to Veterans, and that was really personal and very emotional to talk about because I expressed how back in the day, in my teen years and in my early 20s, I actually thought that as soldiers went off to war, especially when they were so very young in teenage years, that they were doing so and then they were being brainwashed into thinking that that was a great thing to do. And that as I've grown older, and especially as I've talked directly with men and women that have had to leave their families, leave their friends, leave their households, leave their jobs, to go off to war, to fight sometimes during uncertain battles, to do that so unselfishly, I've come to learn the error of my youthful ways and to see the sacrifice that they truly make for us as Americans. So I truly want to pause for 2 seconds and give them a sincere clap for that. Because their efforts are never in vain. They're always doing it for a particular purpose and truly, again, for a sacrifice. And we love them and we appreciate them. And I once heard someone say on the radio recently, what's tragic in America is that we do lack respect for our soldiers. We don't treat them properly, and I hope that in America that will change. I've had also shows about current topics that have been touching. One recently in regards to the Trayvon Martin case, and I opened up talking about my feelings about what he wore that day, Trayvon Martin, that is, and my input on whether or not I think Zimmerman executed actions properly. And I talked about how we tend to react to things and maybe how we should better react to things. So you'll want to listen to that program. And then after Rodney King died, I talked about his legacy, what he's leaving behind to teach all of us after he was beaten by the police, the beating that was heard around the world, if you will, that happened during a time where people weren't being treated respectfully, and a lot of times still aren't being treated respectfully today by law enforcement, and what we learn from his life as well as his death. Now, what I'm going to do is take a brief break, and when I come back, I will tell you about what future programming will hold for this show. I'll be right back. I thank you for the cheering. I thank you for being a part of this show. Thank you. That was just a really brief break. You know me with my tiny brief breaks over the past 49 shows leading up to this 50th show, right? Sometimes I need my sip of water. I had to get my sip of water in there. All right, so welcome back. This is the 50th show, and I'm just talking about things, just reminiscing a bit. We're just talking about past shows and past guests and how exciting it was to have different individuals on. So as I look ahead to future programs and what I would like to do with this particular show, I'm really looking forward to having even more guests here on the show across various walks of life. I'd love to, example, have some of my relatives on the show. In the past, I've had my spouse, Todd Banks, on, and he helped me conduct one particular show. My cousin, William Norman, tuned in on one particular show, and that was so much fun to talk with him and have him listen in and be a part of the program. And then my baby sister, Marian Latasha Ellis, tuned in and talked on one particular show. It was great to hear her voice as well. And I have so many different friends that are of many talents. I mentioned, for example, my Toastmasters organization I'm a part of. It would be great to have some Toastmasters here on the show, some individuals that I know that are doing various things in the business world. It would be wonderful to have those friends here on the show. So I'm going to talk with them and invite them to be here on the program. And then I thought, spur of the moment, wouldn't it be fun to have people that are out there on Facebook? You know how all these folks will friend you, become your friend, some you know and some you don't, and you tend to just go ahead and select them all and say, okay, you know, I'll be friends with you, but especially the people I don't even know. It would be great to have them on the show, to talk with them and to get to know them and to find out, you know, why we're friends, what the purpose is, what the goal is, and what we can share with one another, how we can help each other out. So I'm going to tap some of those Facebook friends and see if they'll tune in. And then I'm one who likes to speak with a variety of people, as hopefully you've noticed based on the guests that have been on this show. I like to talk with people that are out there that have been searching for a job, that are struggling to hold on to their home, to have these mortgages that are underwater, mortgages that they know that they're unable to maintain. They're questioning what they'll be able to do. I want to talk to people like that. I want to talk to workers that are part of various industries, whether it be those that are pastoring a church, to those that are sitting in the pews as maybe deacons or ushers, to those that are trying to understand this Christian walk and what we do and how we can be better people, to individuals that are in other industries, could be manufacturing, maybe from an entrepreneurial spirit. I had a great conversation with two ladies. I was sitting in between at a book event that I participated in, a lit fest called the Urban Black Expo this past Saturday. And the two women talked about how they make jewelry, and they really made me become interested in wanting to do it. And I actually signed up for a jewelry making class tonight and this upcoming Friday. So it would be interesting to talk with people that have now started their own business and how they're functioning. I've talked to quite a few of them that are in the book world and in the publishing industry that decided to self-publish, but the ones that have decided, hey, I'm going to crochet and I'm going to make money doing that, or hey, I'm going to knit, or I'm going to sew, or I'm going to, like I said, make jewelry, and how they function, how they're able to get customers, how are they able to keep their businesses going, especially during these hectic days in our society. So I'm looking forward to talking with even more guests as the days and the weeks and the months go by that are ahead. And then as I get ready to wrap up my 50th show today, I have to tell you that I have truly learned quite a few lessons on this show. And I still hear you out there with the sounds and the cheering. I have learned so many lessons, let me tell you. Give me a second here, let me tell you. I have learned that I definitely have to talk about timely information, beneficial topics. You know, people want to hear about things today that are going to help them out. Am I right about it? Am I right about it? You want to hear about different things that are going to move you, that are going to change your life, that are going to make a difference, that are going to help you out. And I think that one main reason I started this program, as I tuned in from one program to the next, is, you know, I heard a lot of great blog talk radio shows that are out there, but I heard a lot of, too, that were just fluff, you know. Right. I mean, just shows where you weren't getting a lot of substance. And I said, well, you know, I think I can maybe create some shows of substance. So hopefully in the future and moving forward, I'll continue to have topics that will be timely, that will be beneficial to you. I'll also still keep compiling filler shows for some guests that may show up late. You know, every now and then people show up late. And for some guests that don't show up at all, I've had a few of those, at least three guests that I've invited on the program whose names I will not mention here. But they didn't show up at all. And I thought, oh, my goodness, what do I do? And I will never forget, never, ever will I forget one particular day that a gentleman rescued me here on the show. I was just starting out the program, didn't know that a guest would not show up. And this gentleman called in, and he helped fill that slot. And his name is Steve Wright. And, you know, I talked to Steve, and I thought, you know, this is something that was not planned, but let's just keep running with it. Let's keep going with it. Let's see how this is going to continue and to head on. And Steve talked about his book, and he talked about himself as an author, and he said, hey, I'd love to come on back on the show, so I need to circle back with him and have him rejoin us here on a day that he could truly call his own. But I thought it was just so wonderful for an author like that, whether it be author truly or not, but for someone to just come on and to say, you know, hey, I see that, you know, a person has missed their slot. Here's my opportunity. So I really appreciate him so much for that. Let me pause and give him a warm clap for having done that, because it really meant a lot, again, for him to do that. And again, his name is Steve Wright, so certainly check him out and his works out. Now, a third thing, a final thing, the first thing that I mentioned as a lesson learned was to talk about timely and beneficial topics. The second thing, to have filler shows for guests that maybe later not appear. And then the third thing, as a lesson learned I've picked up, is to really have deep respect for the radio hosts that are out there and doing this each day, day in, day out, or each week or whatever, because it's a lot of work to put on a show and to plan for a radio program. So I really have learned much deep respect for them. Now, as I wrap up today's 50th show program, I just want to thank all of you again for your support. I want to thank you so much for listening. I appreciate you, and I really want to thank you again for the emails, for the feedback that you give. I love you so much for taking the time to write and taking the time out of your day to listen. I really appreciate that. I want to remind all of you on how to reach me. You can drop me an email at mailtobanks@aol.com. It's spelled M-A-I-L, the number 2. B as in boy, A-N-K-S, at AOL.com. And also become a friend or a follower of the show. Go off to blogtalkradio.com/Ellasec, with Ellasec being spelled E-L-L-A-C-E-C. And become a friend or a follower. Don't forget that you can go out and pick up copies of all four of my books, Women of Integrity, Becoming a Published Author, Barrenhood, and Surviving a Layoff at Amazon.com. Book number 5 is on the way with a scheduled March 2013 release date, so stay tuned to learn more about that. Thank you again, everyone, for listening. Take good care of yourself. Thank you for the wonderful cheers. Thank you for tuning in and for being so excited about this show, but I can't stress enough how happy and pleased I am for your support. May God bless all of you always. Take good care of yourself until we meet and speak and type to one another again. The next show is coming up this upcoming Friday. I hope you'll listen to it. Talk to you then.